And it's the time of the week when we catch up on all things techie. Gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp in the house. Don't forget you can follow his lovely tweets at Gadget Detective, and you can also subscribe to his podcast, gadgetdetective.com, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Hello, Fevzi.
Hello, Doctor in the house.
Yes, I couldn't resist. I went all urban. How's life? How's everything?
It's pretty good. I was thinking about what we should talk about as a tech story today. And of course, we've got the fact that there's been the announcement that we could conceivably, not necessarily, but face electricity power cuts this winter, possibly for up to 3 hours at peak times in the mornings and evenings. And the reason for that is that much of our electricity is generated by burning gas. And although we don't buy much Russian gas, we import most of it from Europe, who do buy Russian gas. So it looks like it's quite likely we're going to have a problem. It's rather alarming to me that our stocks of gas are approximately 7 or 8 days' worth. That's all we hold.
Mm. Whereas, I never really thought about that, actually, yes.
Well, yeah, I think we used to hold a bit more. It's a bit like, you know, selling off the gold reserves, actually. Mm. You know, I think Germany's been working hard to have enough gas in stock for the winter, and we've got 7 or 8 days.
I wouldn't know. We haven't got anybody from the government here to tell us why that's all right or whether they're going to change that, but it's certainly a fair point that you raise. Of course, some of us have lived through all this before during the winters of discontent in the 1970s. So we're no strangers to three.
Thanks.
Yeah, three duffel coats and a candle. That was what got us through.
It was literally dark times, wasn't it? No, I remember even as a child, I remember that sort of glumness. That there was around, you know, there wasn't, you know. But anyway, we have the opportunity for this to be different, just like during COVID, where, you know, people were locked down. We had technology to do video calls and things that, if it had only been a few years earlier, it would have been impossible for us. Mm-hmm. And although it wasn't a complete solution, it did, you know.
Oh, made a hell of a difference, yeah.
Save the mental health of so many people. So I've been thinking about, well, what can we do technology-wise to mitigate these problems? Obviously, you know, can't necessarily completely solve them, but there's a range of things that we can do, and we should start thinking about them now. And I started by thinking about our heating systems. Most people have some form of gas central heating, I guess, and many of us still don't have thermostatic valves on each of our radiators.
Don't we? Oh, gosh.
No, a lot of people still don't have them. And even if they do, they tend not to be the smart kind. So the way that most central heating systems still work is that they have a thermostat in the hallway. Mm-hmm. It makes an average temperature reading of what's the temperature in the hallway. And bear in mind, hallways are often colder than rooms, right? Yeah. Because but not least because of occupancy and drafts. So often, you know, we're heating unnecessarily, and we're certainly heating in parts of the house unnecessarily. So basic thermostats, these are, you know, just the dials that you can set and set the temperature. It's worth, you know, clearing the clutter out of your room, making sure you can get to all the radiators, making sure that any heat that does come off the radiators goes into the room and doesn't go into heating up clutter. If you've got radiators under windows, tuck the curtains behind the radiator so the heat comes into the room. Consider putting these reflective metal sheets that you can buy behind the radiators, again, to try and reflect any heat your radiators generate into the room rather than letting it seep out. But if you have smart technology, smart thermostats on there, they can, for example, connected to a smart system. So, for example, Google's Nest does a system where it sort of learns about how you use your house, when you're in certain rooms, when you're more likely to be away, and it doesn't just say, oh, between, you know, 6 and 7 the heating will come on. It does it very smartly. You can even do it so that, for example, it detects your location using your mobile phone. And as you approach home, maybe when you're, let's say, 30 minutes away, it puts on the heating. So let's say you're delayed. Yeah. It doesn't turn on the heating unnecessarily and just heat up an empty house. It will still do it, let's say, it's your choice, but let's say 30 minutes before you're due to arrive home. But if you're delayed an hour, you've saved an hour's heating potentially. So
One little caveat here. Will not the people who most need not to waste even a drop of energy be those least likely to be able to afford all this lovely technology?
Yeah, it is true. I mean, some of these solutions are expensive. I mean, it's quite interesting because, yeah, I mean, if people don't have the money, they don't have the money. Yeah. And there are still things, you know, there are still things that we can and should do. But we also need to think about, you know, these things now before the weather gets really cold and see what can be done. Interestingly enough, a lot of the things that, you know, were solutions to this that, but were too expensive now start to become cost effective. For example, solar panels for the creation of electricity. And we'll do these as reviews of products actually, you know, going into the future. But I just wanted to sort of have an overview today.
Yeah,
so,
good,
for example,
yeah.
with solar panels, they're very expensive. And it would typically take a household maybe 11 years to recoup the cost of having installed them. You know, and at that point, it was less attractive. That 11 years is now about 4 years.
Mm.
And that period of time will keep dropping because a number of things are happening. One, the unit price of energy is going up. Therefore, the saving that you make is more valuable against the cost of the device. Two, the solar panels are getting cheaper. And three, they're becoming more efficient. That's to say they can convert more of the sun's rays into usable electricity.
Okay.
So, you know, even now, it's worth considering that. I have to say, I did look into this, and it's quite hard to get a company to install solar panels for you soon because a lot of people have had the same idea all at once. But it is something to consider. So you'd get, like, a solar panel, and then you'd have a battery-type setup and do that. If you don't want to go or can't afford to go for the whole house solution, one of the things that can deal with power cuts in particular are these portable power banks. So we're familiar with the little handheld power banks that can top up our smartphones, you know, when they're running out.
Mm.
We take them with us, we plug in a cable. Now, imagine that technology, but on a much bigger scale. So instead of being portable, it becomes luggable. It weighs several kilos, and there's different sizes and have handles on them. You know, it's like, imagine something the size of several car batteries.
Ooh,
you
right.
know, that sort of idea, big.
Yeah.
But the difference with those is they don't just charge up, you know, portable devices. They have mains power sockets on them. And you can, depending on the size, you can plug in different things. You can plug in kettles, television sets, lighting, microwaves, all sorts of things. Or emergency things. Let's say, for example, you suffer from sleep apnea. You know, we're a very common disorder. People sporadically stop breathing during the night, and they use something called a CPAP machine. And it's a machine where they wear a mask, and it blows air down their throat to keep the airway open.
Hmm? Mm-hmm.
You can't run that if you don't have electricity.
You wouldn't want to power cut in that situation. No, I can see that.
No, well, exactly. So you could go out and buy, you know, a generator, a petrol generator, and, you know, that's an option as well. But these sort of power banks and companies like Bluetti, like the colour blue with Etty on the end, or Anker, A-N-K-E-R, they make these and they start to make them affordable. And they make them with an optional input where you can actually plug in solar panels. So you can either use these power banks, just charge them up from the mains whilst you've got power in order to use them whilst there's a power cut. Or if you're actually trying to lower your overall costs, you connect them to solar panels. And these panels don't have to be put up on the roof. If you're lucky enough to have a garden or maybe a balcony, you could try the front garden, although I'd worry that someone would steal them if I put them in my front garden. But
or the neighbours wouldn't like it, letting down the road. They'd rather have it in the back garden, wouldn't they?
No, I think they'd be letting down the road by not using solar panels.
I'm not sure Doris at number 37, if I know her, would feel like that, but there we are, we're all different.
Doris has long since moved out. She couldn't
afford
her energy bills. Yeah.
Oh, that's good then.
She couldn't afford the energy bills. She refused to have solar panels. No, but you know, you can put these things in the garden, you can put them on the balcony, you can put them in the front garden, or even if you can just hang them out of your window sort of thing where they're not easy to steal. So things like that will go a long way. Also, light bulbs. It's worth revisiting all our light bulbs because a lot of us changed to energy-saving light bulbs years ago, but initially energy-saving light bulbs were what were called compact fluorescent bulbs. So a 40-watt bulb could have been replaced by something that was, say, 11 or 12 watts.
Mm-hmm.
And by compact fluorescent, they're those little bulbous ones. Their tubes are bent into coiled shape so that you can effectively have a fluorescent tube.
Yeah.
But they're not the most efficient. So, for example, I took a 40-watt bulb. I replaced it years ago with a compact fluorescent that took up about 11 watts. I've now changed that with a modern LED bulb, which is about 3 watts. So we've gone from 40 to 11 to 3. So there's still savings to be made. Plus, by the way, just be aware, those compact fluorescents, do not ever put them in the bin. Do not crush them. They contain mercury dust, which is very poisonous. It's a neurotoxin. You don't want that. You know the expression, mad as a hatter?
Yes.
Yeah.
I always think of you when I hear that expression. Absolutely. Know it well. What have I done to offend you today? Nothing. I love you to bits. That's all great stuff, all great broad strokes. I'm delighted to hear that we will return and put the fine detail on at various points. Fevzi Turkalp is with us, the Gadget Detective, and if you love making music, your life's about to become a lot easier. Over to you, Fevzi.
Yeah, or even if you just thought about it, or just like a musical sketch pad, it will do it all. So this is a piece of software. It's from a company called Roland. Roland are famous for their synthesizers. Mm-hmm. They've made some of the most iconic synthesizers since the 70s and 80s, and have appeared on every pop song ever, including Michael Jackson, Depeche Mode. All of the big bands have used these at various points. They've made a piece of software which is kind of interesting. Because traditionally they make their money out of hardware, but increasingly they've been recreating all their classic synthesizers and even some brand new synthesizers in software. They've got this thing called ZenCore, which is this software core, and then they're installing ZenCore both in their hardware synths and on computers and mobile devices. So ZenBeats, which is ZenBeats, is a piece of software from them. It's a complete music creation suite. It includes the ZC1 synthesizer, the ZR1 drum machine. It's a sampler. You can sample anything from, full vocal tracks and piano parts to, you hitting the kitchen utensils and turning that into drum beats for your drum machine. It's got all the effects. It's got loops built into it, so you can do modern sort of loop and beat-based music, you can just have it like a big long tape recorder where you can just record what you want. So you can do anything and it will run on just about any device. It will run on iPhone, iPad, and usually Android devices. Android normally don't get a look in on music software, but it will run on Android. It will run on Windows and Mac. I think it's great because you can do you can have a nice big screen and do all sorts of funky stuff on a desktop or laptop computer. Mm-hmm. But then when you're sitting at the bus stop or sitting in bed, or dare I say it, some people in the bathroom, you can just sketch it. You can just sketch out ideas of it and turn them into full songs later. But you can actually create full, ready to go, ready for Top of the Pop songs on this device. Now, what's really clever about the software is there is a free version of it. It comes with 60 presets and the ability to alter the sounds. You get this what's called an XY pad, so you put your finger on a mobile device on the screen. As you move your finger around, you're morphing the sound, and it's changing the filter settings and stuff, so you can do some really funky performance based stuff with this. It's quite incredible. So free version is great. A lot of people will stick with the free version. That's all they'll ever need, and they'll have access to classic Roland sounds and have the creativity. If they want to pay more and unlock more services, there is an offer on, and there's a reason I'm doing it today. There's an offer on until the 13th of this month, so I think 5 days left. Mm-hmm. You've got two what are called unlocks. You can do a platform unlock that will, let's say you're on iOS, it will unlock all your iOS devices, or you're on Windows, it'll unlock all the Windows. That means you'll get all the full features. None of it will be redacted or held back from you. That is just $9.99. This is all priced in dollars, unfortunately, given the exchange rate.
It's about one to one these days, isn't it? So it's easy enough to do.
Think of it as about a tenner at the moment. Yeah. but there's also something called Max Unlock, which is $99.99. And the reason why that's a lot more expensive, it not only unlocks all the features, but it unlocks all the content. So you get all those classic sounds. There's also something called Roland Cloud, which is much, much more ambitious thing for pro musicians. And if you get Roland Cloud, you subscribe to that, you also get everything unlocked on ZenBeats as well. But it is incredible. I'm just going to play you a little bit. I don't know if we've got a few seconds.
Yes,
not,
go for it.
It's just a recording. It's not me. but listen to this. This is all from Zenbeats on a phone. You hear that morphing as he's moving his finger across the touchpad. You see how the sound changes there. And what you've got on the screen is you've got, like, drum pads, and he can actually play those drums live and layer more and more layers of music.
Yeah.
He's got some of his voice being sampled in there. And take it, chop it up, put some effects on it.
That man's got an even deeper voice than you.
Well, he does, man. The effects, I mean, you know.
that's very impressive, Fevzy. Very impressive.
But what I really like about it, it's called Zenbeats. You can download it from the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, or if you go to the Roland website, you can download the version for Windows or Mac, and just play with it. If you like it, just use it. Use a free version. Why not? And you don't have to be a musician. It's just nice. It's as if someone gave you a drawing set and a set of charcoals and a pad and said, you know, knock yourself out. And I may have no talent. Mm. But isn't it good to just have some fun with it?
Definitely. 4 out of 5 stars I see, so you're pretty keen on that one. Thank you. Thank you for whistling through that. We shall speak to you in 7 days' time. There he goes, Fevzy Turkamp, the Gadget Detective.